mit so.
Half a Mocha.
But bevor wir sagen, ich bin mit so. Let's say, ein bisschen hoches Kassene. So what should I say? So why should I say Hilchas Chasana to you, you mean? Yeah. I don't think Adam can understand me so much, a little bit. Man besitzt zusammen in Yeshiva ganze Woche. Belaila, hat man etwas Scheiches. Wo do I have a Scheiches to anyway, Moslem? Wo ist Eilam? Wo do I have a Scheiches to Eilam in Yeshiva? Wo does that mean, a Scheiches? I mean, I understand, I'm the Rebbe and you're the Talmidim, that's true. Yeah, but I don't know your perception of, I don't know exactly how you perceive that Yachas. Maybe you could tell the Bachman from your shir who went out that nothing is voluntary in this shir. It's Mela. Mela macht chasen, I don't, so, a simcha, you know, there's a simcha, what's geit mit a chasen? It's a chasen, why is anybody mishtatev in a chasen? Why? I understand, you want to have a good time, maybe. Or I spoke today, but there's a lashut, yeah. So, there were children there, really, smaller, younger children. And so I asked, why did you all come here for Shabbos? You know, these younger children, whatever the situation was, these children. So some little boy said, for the food. Okay, that was a good honest answer. It was, he came for the food. Okay. Can't argue that. Yeah. So I said, yeah, but the food is the way to your heart. Yeah. But through the food, I can, you know, and we could talk to you also. The food is on, gets you out the way to your heart. Okay. So anyway. So, yeah. Machta simcha, machta simcha, by saying. So what's the mitzvah? What's the Chafetz Chaim says? What's the mitzvah being mishtatev with somebody else's simcha? Yeah, v'avta l'orecha kamoicha. Yeah, v'avta l'orecha kamoicha. V'avta l'orecha kamoicha. What's v'avta l'orecha kamoicha, Takia? What's the v'avta l'orecha kamoicha? Yeah. What's the big v'avta l'orecha kamoicha? I mean, really, that's in the Rambam. Well, so what is it in the Sanayachos and the Kala? It's in the v'avta l'orecha kamoicha. What's the after loyach kamaicha in the Rabbi say? What is the after loyach kamaicha? What is that? It is a person, the tab of a person is, a person has a good feeling. It's called simcha. Yeah, it's called simcha. A person can't be mitzameach by himself. That's the tab of a person. Yeah, you want to make a rikida by yourself? Okay, Eilam does it in the halls, yeah. But it's, you know, it's really, it's meaningless. Also der Tabat war. Ein Mensch kann nicht. Ein Mensch kann nicht machen die Simcha. So wenn man darf haben bei dem Simcha. So wenn man darf haben Menschen, was er kennt sich bestattet, da können Hands. Ja, können Hands die Simcha. That person Simcha soll sein, whatever it is, be a bar mitzvah, be a chasna, be whatever it is, be das. Whatever it is, whatever it is. And maybe that's the mitzvah being, yeah, being bestattet. What am I saying? I'm saying it again. I don't know how the Eilam is Misyachas. I know how I'm Misyachas to you. I'm not sure how you're Misyachas to me. Yeah, I hope it's on the same level, the same frequency. Yeah, the same frequency. Because if it's not on the same frequency, then it doesn't really. Then as the Mereto and Herto. All right. It's male of us, so who do I spend most of my time with? Yeah. Who do you spend most of your time with? Yeah. We both spend most of our time together. Yeah. I would hope so. Yeah. And a sheiches doesn't normally mean avada. The sheiches is we're busy saying, Gemara with Taisis and Biurim and Avanis, and we're saying Psukim or Dibri Mutzo or Dibri Machshava. But that's a sheiches. That's what a sheiches is. Anyway, maybe it's an adult sheiches, maybe it's more of a mature sheiches, but that's the biggest sheiches that people can have. Yeah, the biggest ben adam l'chaveiro is when you share. The biggest ben adam l'chaveiro, when you're children, I understand. Ben adam l'chaveiro is playing Monopoly. But when we come up, it's lamench. Yeah, the sheikh is ben adam l'chaveiro, sharing thoughts and feelings and sharing the retirement, the machshava. That's where the kesher is. That's where the sheikh is of people is. And Melu, we have that sheikh. So Melu, we have that sheikh. They must say this, you say Yerotzen on Mondays and Thursdays. Sheni b'chamishi, you say, Tzchach mi'Yisrael. Heim and Hashem, Ibnayim and Hashem, Samedayim and Samedayim, Samedayim. How does it all come into one Nusach? Yeah. We talk about Talmid HaChachamim. Heim, Nesheim, Bneim, Salmideim, Salmideicham, Salmideim. This is a Mishpacha, and this is a Salmideim. Zaytzachayis, and understanding the Pashtus of Chazal. And they're understanding Chazal that it's also part of Mishpacha. It's a different type of Mishpacha. But the biggest discussions people have with each other, one discussion is, of course, family. And the other discussion is a Malan Tzazamen. And a Mela. Yeah, as Mazai Six is I'm in Alan, and this is on discussions. Let's talk a little bit. We'll talk Bar Mitzvah. Talk a little Chasna, maybe, but a little Bar Mitzvah. Mostly. Better Bar Mitzvah, better Bar Das. What's a Bar Das? Anybody knows what a Bar Das is? Many aspects of a Bar Das. I spoke about a Bar Mitzvah a little bit. One Nakuda. Let's speak a different Nakuda Bar Das. What's a Bar Das? One Dargan Bar Das is, Aloch Bar Das, that's in Gittin. Gemara says, according to one manama, that a tinek, a child, that is eggers v'noit l'tzor v'zorkoi, is a darga of das. Eggers, you give someone an eggers v'noit l'tzor. You give him a walnut, and he takes it. You offer him a walnut, and you offer him a rack. Yeah, so the rack he disposes of, he throws out, and egg is nightly. That makes him badass. Why does he make him badass? I guess because he can differentiate between a rack and an egg. Yeah, what do you mean, really? If he's a child, he doesn't know it. An egg is a rack. And two egg is a walnut. A walnut is a rack. How do you know it's not a rack? Yeah, an egg is really a rack. What is an egg? Yeah. An egg is a rack. So what makes him a badass? But Das says he could look beyond the surface, below the surface. And not about Das is you look at everything externally. Externally. Yeah. And Mela, and you see something and it catches your eye. And everything catches our eye. That's how we are. That's the weaknesses of people. That things catch our eye and we're attracted to them. Yeah, and since we like it, and, you know, we like how it looks, or whatever it is, whether it be a Malbush, or whether it be anything else. Yeah, and eye is very, it's very chitzainistic. It's a very chitzainistic, external. A very chitzainistic, you catch it, you like it, it's good, you want it, so you like it, it's flat, it's shiny, it's a glanced. Yeah, semela mevilis. That's chitzainus. Ain't of a slave, the person who lives, and he can't differentiate between a rock and an egg, and because everything looks externally the same, that's a nishka badas. That's a badas. The person who comes to badas has the ability to differentiate between things that look the same and feel the same, but you know underneath the surface they're not the same. Underneath they're not the same. This is shen badas. And the guy, it applies, and it applies to everything in life. Because everything in life, our first shaykhis to anything is it's chitzainis. It's chitzainis, the way it looks, the way it attracts us. going to, and that's the, but in jede Sachen leben, in every Sachen unser Leben, yeah, darf man sein, yeah, darf man trachten, yeah, man sieht das Sache, you see something, aber darf gehen beyond the external, beyond the original attraction to it. What's the difference between, let's say, Shmia and Ria? You know, on one hand, Shmia is, which is a bigger force? Shmia or Ria? Which is a bigger kaifa? Which we spoke this Erev Shabbos 2 weeks ago, maybe. But which is the bigger kaif, Shmia or Ria? Yeah, so on one hand, you'll say Shmia, Ria is very clear. Ria is very clear, very, very clear. You see, Ria is very, very clear. Yeah, but you, and what is Shmia? Shmia is not so clear. But mitzad sheni, Shmia, you hear something, a thought. You got to digest it. You hear it's a thought. It's not defined. It's not completely defined. It's a thought. It's not words. If you're taking words, they're just the words for themselves without any understanding of the words. It's words. Okay, you're right. Then it's nothing. But words are there to convey thought. To convey thoughts. That's the purpose of words. Yeah, and everybody's going to absorb this thought in a different hyphen. And he's going to process and he's going to think it over and it's going to mean something and it's going to affect him. Shmi is a much bigger kayach. Yeah, Rayin as Anishma. Man, we have to be Rayin as Anishma because you have the clarity of the Riyah. But when you have Shayman as Anira, yeah, you need the clarity of the Riyah in you, but you also in Shmiya, but you needed the depth and the Aymik of the Shmiya. Rayin as Ha Nishma, Vishayman as Ha Nira. Do you understand? There's a clarity in Riyah, but it has no depth. It has no depth. Mitzachenis, you could have. So we need a Shmiya and Riyah together. So have the clarity, the clockite from Ria, it's a chain. The Shmiya, the Nasa, the Nishma, absorb it, take it in. Shmiya, that's the ability to listen and to hear. Yeah, that's about us, the Kayach of Das. We made Avdallah in Chaynin Hadas. It's Yerushalmi. Why is Avdallah b'Chaynin Hadas? Why do you say Avdallah? Because im ein das havdala minayin. If there's no das, if you're not about das, everything looks the same. Yeah, everything is the same. You don't understand the difference between a yid and a goy. Yeah, you don't understand. Im ein das havdala minayin. Im ein das havdala minayin. One big nekuda is this about das, to make a kinyan. You have to know the difference between two different things. Yeah. This is a lima that we all could have all the time. Nasa v'nishma. What did we do? We had a Shmiya and a Sinai. And the whole life, Lishmaya, how do you say? No, Lishmaya. What does Lishmaya mean? To hear. What do you mean to hear? Baruch Hashem, we could hear. No, to hear. The biggest kayach of a person. Yeah, did I tell you that, Rabbeinu Yaina? I don't remember what I said. I said, Rabbeinu Yaina, which is by an Eved? Yeah. Simas Eino, did I say that? Simas ain't such a nice Rabbeinu Yaina, it's in Sasha Shani. I didn't look it up, but that's where it is. Simas Einai. Yeah, you nice and light me Einai. Yeah, but Charsha, you're deaf, you made the Eved deaf, the deaf. Samela, I said it, and what? Then he goes free. Why? Because he doesn't have the ability. We said that? Yes, we said this? Yeah, nice and light me cooler. Here, I said Arab Shams, yeah. Yeah, nice and light me cooler. Hearing, you take away the ability to hear an Eved, he can't listen. He can't listen, he can't grow, he can't be an Eved anymore. He can't function. He can't think. He can't see, he could still function because he could hear. And he could absorb and he could take in. He can't see, but he could hear. If you can't hear, you can't do anything. Well, you could see, you can't process. You can't hear, you can't listen. Right? That's the kayach of Shmiya, and that's the kayach of being. And the kud of being about das. Let's say another in the kud of being about that ability to know, to differentiate. A badas, also when he becomes a badas, you call him a gadol. Yeah, we've said this many times, so I'm saying it over. Yeah, because, I'm saying many times because it's everything. I'll say it in this sense. I'll say it in this hyphen. I'll say it in a different hyphen. A cotton, what's the difference between a cotton and a gadol? One thing we said is badas, we'll tie it together. Another thing is a cotton is very focused around himself. I've told you this a few months ago. A cotton is very focused around himself, very busy with himself. He's small. Small means you're focused around yourself. You think about yourself, everything is focused around me. Yeah. A godless is, focused around You're focused around other people. You're focused around other people. And you know when that comes out very, very much? This thought. Big people and small people. And you didn't... You know, you must have read, everyone read a little bit, maybe some of you read a lot. Yeah, but during the Luchama, yeah, everybody's in Sakana. Everybody's in Sakana. Nobody has enough to eat. Nobody has enough to eat. And there were so many people that shared their rations. They shared their nothing rations with other people who were in a worse physical condition than themselves. Imagine, you give you something to eat. Yeah, I remember Yi telling me, Taka, it's not exactly this mushel, but it was makbid on me. He had a little bit of bread, always, in the shop, and he put it a little bit, and we were sitting with Lava Malka. He was always makbid, very shocked from Lava Malka. So from his kazayas, he put away from Lava Malka, psashtikala. Yeah, but he was in jail. This was in jail, this wasn't in the camps. He escaped. He was around, what is the whole story? What's the... He was in jail. And he had a little bit of ration, so... And he put a little fellow Malava Malka to possess him from Malava Malka. Okay, but how many people took and they what they had nothing. And from that nothing, they cut the nothing in half and they gave another piece of nothing to somebody who was in a worse matzav. Yeah, because they were people that were more deteriorated. Why is that such a big godless? It's not just a big godless because you took away mamish. You gave something that mamish that you maybe you need for your life. Yeah, but the godless has even thought of somebody else. Because the teva advarim is when a person's in a bad matzav, he's in sakana, he's sick, otnish kapanasa, or whatever the tzara might be. Yeah, all he does is think about himself. All he's focused on himself, and he's possessive around himself. And he's saying that's the teva advarim. You're very protective. If shel tzofan as I'm in matzav, I remember being in the hospital once, and it was a man who was very, very sick. I don't know who he was. I met him in the hallways. Yeah, and he was visiting all the patients in the other room. He was terminally sick. He was terminally ill. And I met him in the hallways. He was going into the rooms. He said he was going into the rooms being mechazik, you know, speaking to the people, schmoozing with the people in the other rooms. I mean, he said, like, what am I going to be busy with myself? You know what I mean? What am I going to focus on myself? You know what I mean, what about this matzav in my life? With, you know, they weren't, I don't know if they were metapled with him anymore, if there was anything to do anymore. You know, this, what am I going to be busy with? A godless of a person. That matzav of tzar in his life. Instead of in his Agmas Nefesh focusing on himself, he took that Agmas Nefesh, he took that tzar, he said, there are other people that have the same tzar. The other people that have this tzar, let me be mechazik them. Instead of taking, look what he did, look at the greatness of a person. You know, I don't know who he is. He took his own pain, and instead of focusing on himself, he went and said, well, there are other people who feel like me also, let me pick them up. Let me pick them up. Godless of a person, because the tev of a person in such a matzav is to be completely focused on ourselves. Let me say it again. So Yankov Lubchansky, Yipshul Yankov, he was Mashgiach Bel Mochan and Yeshiva. He was Yipshul Yankov, a very beloved mensch, Yipshul Yankov. Anybody who ever met him, who Yipshul Yankov. But Gretz and Yipshul Yankov, as a beloved mensch, as a beloved person, as a beloved mensch, Yipshul Yankov. So he was in Kovna. He was killed in Kovna. He was together with Rabbi Chanan. I think he was killed Mamish together with Rabbi Chanan. I don't know. But he was together with Rabbi Chanan in Kovna. Yeah. In Kovna, there was nothing to do. There was nowhere to escape. There was nothing to do. They were section by section of the city. They were killing them. They took them to a place outside of the town. And so Yankov walked around with a smile. He was always a very good ruig, a smile, very ruig. And they knew that there was nothing to do. There was just nothing to do. It was just waiting. It was a question of weeks or whatever it was till there was nowhere to go. There was nowhere to escape. There was nothing to fight. There was nothing. So somebody asked from Solyankiv. Solyankiv, how do you walk around with such a in a good mood? How do you walk around with a smile? How do you keep your good mood? He said, What's right there? What are you talking about? Ich bin ein ganzen Miyush. Yeah. I gave up hope. I have no hope. No, but then, was soll ich zunehmen in der Hoffnung von der See, was haben noch Hoffnung? Why should I take away the hope from those that still have hope? Er hat nicht getracht wegen sich. Me, myself, I'm done. Why should, if I go or walk around, with an atzvus, maybe there's somebody out there who's still a psazai, cholamt, a psazai, Yeshua. Was soll ich zunehmen in der Hoffnung? Gewaltige Menschen, mördige Menschen. My Rebbetzin, when she was sick, was also a good mensch. They gave one, and the Blazer gave a name to, gave a name to his daughter today, Blazer Zobman. When she was sick, she was very, very schwach. Very schwach. You know, schwach, you don't know what schwach means. Schwach means you can't move. You can't move. You're like, in her expression, I feel like a log. You couldn't move. That's schwach. You're not okay to pick up your hands. Then she used to say, a couple of times. Stell sich vor, imagine people who live their whole lives with such weakness like I have. Instead of thinking about herself, understand that Shach, imagine people who live like this for 20 years. They live years and years and years with a Zah Chulsha. I didn't have any Shaychas to this kind of hergeshim. When you completely, your whole life is consumed. Your whole life is consumed by your own matzav. To think, stell sich for other people in this matzav. Stell sich for them that suffered more than I suffer. That's about das. Das meant not to be broader. It's a different dagger, badas. It's a dagger, not badas so much, but that's godless. One thing is about das, to differentiate. To be like, what? Not to be in a spoil for the chitzainiest. And secondly, badas, not to be focused on ourselves. When there's one shtickle bright, so what are we going to do? There's going to be one shtickle bright. And we'll all be one that all of us will have it. Or everybody calm down and let's break it up. Nobody owns it. Let's be break it up. The teva of a person, chapt for sich. That's the teva. Godless is, tracht the whole matzev. Go out of your dollar damas, tracht the whole matzev. I remember, it has nothing directly to do with what I'm saying. Just Deborah Tzinerov told me this. I read it maybe afterwards also. There was a Rav. He was a Rav in Pishan, the city called Pishan, a big Talmud Chacham. It was interesting for a very interesting person. His name was Teichtal. Zacher Doiv Teichtal. I don't know if anybody heard. Anyway, big Talmud Chacham. It's interesting. It was an interesting person. The end of the war. Maybe the last day of the war, maybe, or the last days of the war, maybe after the war even. So there was Zeps. I don't know exactly what happened. The two people were fighting over a piece of bread, maybe. And he wanted to break up the fight. Mazalzach Schlagen. And a Ukrainian came and killed him. There was a Ukrainian guy. He got involved in the fight. Look at the difference. A Yid. They're very big Talmud Chacham. Mishneh Socha, the tshuvas from him. They're a very interesting person. Anyway, speaking godless, Rabbi Yisrael was speaking godless, and we're speaking about das, and we're speaking in this life. Let's speak again, let's go back to about das, the difference, the ability. Not to be nispoil from chetzainis. We live in a country. We live in a society. We live everything very, very, very advertisement conscious. What is the word? Marketing. Marketing. What is marketing? There's a field called marketing. And all of us get marketed. You don't like that? Yes. Because we are the market. And we get marketed. What does that mean? You get sucked in. To the market. Want me to use the street word for one who gets sucked in? I won't. All right? And that's what all of us are. Because you see, there's big advertisement. Understand? Right? And you look twice. Right? And I'll say, I like it, I want it, I need it. You know that already, so I won't say it again, but I will. Yeah. Right? I like it, I want it, I need it. Right? Remember that, everybody? Maybe I didn't say it recently. I said it. Yeah. And then somewhere in your vague chaloimus, because you're all a bunch of Bali Dimian, and I am also, yeah, you think that if you're going to own that car, which can go from zero to a certain amount of speed in a certain amount of seconds, makes you a better person. And I guess it's very important to go from zero to that amount of speed in that amount of seconds, because that's like a very important thing in life. Yeah. And it's power. And you feel powerful because you're driving this car that's in the name of a behemoth. A chaya. And you feel like a chaya because you have power. And your car's name is a chaya. And you're a shtickle chaya. Yeah. And it sold you the item. And you taka chaya. They taka right. And you got marketed. You were harvested. Not just marketed. And you were sucked in. That's right. Chitzainis. Chitzainis, chitzainis, chitzainis. And it's everything like that. The whole society is like that. And they have this thing called hype. I don't know what hype means exactly. Yeah, but it means marketing. Yeah. Maybe it's a more sophisticated term, less sophisticated, I'm not sure. Yeah, but it works. Yeah? Hype. What's hype? And you get all the people with their blank minds caught up in the hype. And the excitement of the hype. And what is it? You get harvested. Sucked into meaningless activities. Thoughtless, empty, meaningless activities. Whether it be cars, whether it be whatever they're selling out there, you know, whether it be vacations, whether it be cars, whether it be sports events, whether it be whatever it is. And it's for people of limited intelligence. Let me ask you something. Yeah. When the people, the hype manufacturers, yeah, which are called probably the marketing specialists, which are probably called, give me the real name, because they don't want to call that. What are they called? What? PR people. Yeah. And they're doing this PR. Yeah, okay. Let me ask you. What level of intelligence are they focused on in the 350 million people that they're focusing on? What level IQ? Yeah? What level, Rabbi say? In the 40s or the 50s? Yeah? They want to get the country. Now, let me tell you, I don't know if you took the average IQ of this country. You understand? All right? Or you took the average IQ of a football team, you probably get about 90 of the team together. Okay? But that's fine. Yeah? I'm overdoing it? Okay, 110. Okay. Yeah. Nothing, people, nothing. Nothing, people, zero people. Thoughtless people, and thoughtless people following other thoughtless people caught by the marketers and getting harvested. Sucked in. I'll say that again? Yes, all of you. Yeah? Into whatever is getting sold. And the only thing that's any value is something that takes thought. And if it doesn't take any thought, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's garnish. It's geschmack for a moment. It passes. It's gone. It's nothing. Kechaloim, Yobuf, Kitzel, Oyver. What's that? Kaoshan Tichle. Meaningless. Let's not. We're back to about that, Rabbi Sain. We're back to about that. Godless, Rabbi Sain. Godless, what are you busy with little things? What's working is it's very hard for us. It's very hard. So we live in a society. The society sells this. And they're good. And they sell the products. They're good. They have everybody buying these watches. Yeah. Not here, Chasu Shalom. Yeah. But you buy these expensive jewelry watches. Yeah, I live in such kind of neighborhood that that is a product that's over La Saif. Why? Why? I told someone, we had this expensive watch. I said, it doesn't work. So of course it works. I said, nah, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It doesn't work. You know, this cost, I don't want to. I'm ashamed to say what it costs. You know? Yeah, I'm ashamed. You should be ashamed. I'm ashamed. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work, I said. Why? Because you come late to daven every single day. Yeah, so it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Oh, it's jewelry. Oh, jewelry, like silver. Yeah, but simply sure. That's why it's this time from Kanievsky. Yeah, jewelry. I don't know jewelry for men. I don't know. Chanish getroffen in the Chazal. There should be a din of tachshit by a man. Yeah, you look in Shin Aleph. I don't know if there's such a halacha by a tachshit for a man. All right, you wear a tachshit on Shabbos, a man. Yeah, right, a lady can wear a tachshit. Okay, you look it up. All right, but we caught up in this. We caught up. And then they were caught up in a machshava that's non-existent. Yeah, that a man has to beautify himself with jewelry. And that's like a normal thing. That's not normal. It's not normal. If it's not in Chazal and the Psukim, that it's called the Shvach, by Noshim it's called the Shvach, by Noshim it's not called the Shvach, so it's nothing. So it's non-existent. She made abnormal things into the minds of the men. Yeah. There's no such thing in Chazal. Yeah, there's no such thing. The only begotten there are bechlal by him on a big day malchus. Yeah, that's the only malchus. Choshev a malbushim. There's no stylish malbushim, nice malbushim. My men was also canceled by Noshim. The psukim are full of it. By Noshim, before you have other. Kallo tade. So it's also Hashem talking Noshim. Look at Pesukim Yeshaya. Talking Noshim. Kichallo. I forgot already. Kichallo. Tade kailao. It's talking about the jewelry. Yeah. No color, talent. Let's talk about jewelry. It's true by man. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as jewelry. It's nothing. The only malchus we have, the only begotten big the malchus. Or big dekona, which are big de malchus. Which are big, we have no such concept. We're caught up in this thing. You never thought it over, and you think this is real, and you think it's natural. It's an unnatural zach for a man. You know that? But we live in this unnatural society. And we absorbed it, and it became part of us. You know, a little das. Vazag nechazal. Vazag nechazal. Very interesting thing. Reb Chaim went. He went very verschleppt. He went very. I told you Reb Chaim's hat. I told you that. And I was at Reb Chaim's hat. Anyway, Reb Chaim's house. I told you was hefka. Hefka means everybody's street was hefka. It was just hefka. And then one time, late at night, I used to daven very late. Sometimes daven bichidus very late. Anyway, house all full of all the street people sitting in the house, they hang out by Reb Chaim. That's the place to go. Go to the Rav's house, you know, you find something to eat over there, you'll sit down, you'll warm up, they had the wood in the winter. They couldn't find his hat. Yeah, they couldn't find Reb Chaim's hat. So Reb Chaim said, Mr. Amos, on one of the chairs. Yeah, but Brisker Rav said to Reb Chaim, yeah, but the chairs are all people are sitting. Yeah, so that's what I meant. Yeah. So everybody got up. Reb Chaim's hat. And there it was. A little bit, how should we say, whatever it is. Out of shape. Yeah, flattened. Rizkorov took it. He punched it out the best he could. Yeah. Under the conditions. Yeah. And he gave it to his father. And Reb Chaim took it by the crown, like this, and put it on. What was that for? Rizkorov was much more mesudar than Rizkorov. Yeah, Biskrov was able. This is garnished. This is garnished. This is all garnished. Then he went to Germany. And he asked to make a new Malbush. Going to Germany, he needs a new Malbush. Yeah. So they asked him, what happened, Tata Rebbe? And all of a sudden, yeah, this Malbush you're wearing since the Chasana. Yeah, anyway, all of a sudden you need a new, they say the picture of the Chazon Ish, I don't know if it's true. I told you, the picture, you know, have a picture of the Chazon Ish with that kapalish? They say that's his kapalish from his Chazon. I don't know if it was or it wasn't, but if you could say it, you understand, you know what I mean? Whatever it was antique, all right? Yeah, it's a goneness. Anyway, I said, what are you getting a new malbush? You're going to Germany. You have to go for a fool or something. You have to go for a doctor. I'm going to Germany. Why do you need a new malbush in Germany? Dorten wird man nicht verstehen. And I hope over here man versteht, yeah. Dorten wird man nicht verstehen. Germany, they wouldn't understand. They wouldn't understand. I got to fix myself up for Germany. He knew what he was doing. Da, this is garnished. So who was Reb Chaim? Yeah? Who was Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim was Reb Chaim. With this hat or that, he was the same Reb Chaim. Yeah? Didn't change him a mashal. Didn't mean anything to him. Chatzayin is the gezachen. Tzor v'zarkoi. Tzor v'zarkoi. Ego is v'naitloi. The pneumius. Who am I? He's his thoughts, his personality, his character, his tzidkis, his gainis, his clock. That's Reb Chaim. This hat or that hat. Punched in or not punched in. Begadam a big day malchus. I the Rav has to go big day malchus. Reb Chaim doesn't schalt and zets chos. Yeah, zets chos. Reb Chaim there wasn't. Didn't hold like that. Chav tzchaim oichnus. Nechazen is oichnus. Rebbes. That's kein garbel. Kein garbel big day malchus. That's it. That's okay. Ich red wegen. Ich red nicht wegen der Rebbes. That's kein garbel. Ich red wegen. Nicht kein garbel. Red wegen der. Wegen Melach. Not Melach. Melach is also big day malchus. Okay. Red wegen der Navi. Yeah. Navi? I told you, how's Mashiach coming, boys? I told you recently, remember? How's Mashiach coming? Ani roichev ala chamor. How's he gonna look? He's coming with a what? How's he coming? With gaboyim? How's he gonna look, Mashiach? Ani roichev, not a necham, not a horse. Not an old used horse. A chamor, excuse me. A lowly donkey. Ani. Reich aber la khamor dat zum shech kan. Nach dem ben mal khamor shech, mit dem Montana bsay big dem alchas. Yeah, but all right, khatzainis und khatzainis, I'm talking a little khatzainis because about that is my fear from khatzainis. So we're not on the drag it that I'm not talking about khatzainis and khatzainis, I'm not talking. I'm talking a lessons from the khazalim limudim limudim limudim. Another nekud and das, let me just say this and then we'll be signed with this. Other limudim. Das is a lashon chibur. Chazal das, a bad das, is a lashon chibur. You know what chibur means? Attachment. Yeida adam is chave ishta. Yeah, a chibur ishvish is called das. Yeah. Everybody gets information into his mind. Everybody. You can hear shmuz, you see something in a sefer, you see in a musa sefer, you see a maima chazal. Was is only sein? Tfilah, yisayd nemuna. Yeah, does it become part of us? Is there a chibur to the das? Do we have a chibur to our das? The das things go into our mind. The information that go into us. Are we attached to it? Does it change us? Does it make a roshim on us? The ability for a piece of information to make a roshim on a person is called das. Why? Because it's mischaber with that piece of information. If you get something into your mind and it does something to you, you're about das. If it goes into your head, and it doesn't move you an inch, a centimeter, it doesn't move you, you're not a badass. Badass has the ability to differentiate, and a badass has the ability to be a shemeya, to listen, and have those things go into ourselves and change us over. A badass has the ability to get things into their mind and change because of it. That's what a badass is. You can hear, and you can hear, and you can hear, and you can hear, you can hear 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, and you can remain the same your whole life if you don't work on it. You hear a piece of information, you hear something, absorb it, take it in, make a kinyan in it. Make a kinyan, then you're a gadol, and then you're a bardas. come sing an enigma, maybe I'll say one more thing. I'll sing an enigma.
Now you have 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 now you